How's it going out there, Clipper Nation? I hope everybody is having like some measured responses to today, Sunday's game, if you're listening to this on Monday, or tonight. We're dropping this one early.
Yeah, this one's coming out early today.
I hope that everyone is taking the loss to the Lakers in stride.
Twitter was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Usually Twitter's kind of a nightmare, any Clippers-Lakers matchup. But no, it was fairly, you know, even keel.
But fret not. This is in no way a bad loss. We're going to lead things off today with a recap of that one. In case you didn't know, I'm William the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We bring in the yes. Clippers news 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that game recap for you, as well as we're going to talk some Joakim Noah on the...
Yeah, the freshies. We're going to talk about it on Friday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Joakim Noah's on the team now.
And we'll also be
almost.
Talking...
Probable.
Yeah, probable. And we'll also be talking just... some about the playoffs.
Yeah, a bit of a playoff preview, so we can kind of talk the road to the playoffs. It's getting a little muddled, but there's definitely an easy path.
So all that and more coming up right about now.
So as Will mentioned, the Clippers fell to the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday afternoon, 103-112. This was a weird game.
It was. I mean, it started out... It started
great.
Out well for the Clippers. I thought the Lakers were playing incredible defense to start. It was clear that they were going to be very aggressive, that they were going to be very physical. And I think that ultimately that we let them set the tone for the game.
That's a really good way to put it. They're, well, like Doc talked about it in the post game. He was like, the first 4 or 5 minutes, I thought we did great.
Yeah.
And then the Lakers really kind of imposed their will. Both teams were off to start this game. It was one of those games where, like, when we were down, it felt like it should have been by more. And when we were up, it felt like it should have been by more.
Definitely.
Which is kind of an interesting... I don't know. Usually games don't go like that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like, I don't know, everything kind of feels odd as a whole.
Yeah, there were a bunch of techs early in this one.
Yeah.
I was surprised, you know, nobody ended up getting tossed or anything like that. And the whistle was weird both ways, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't single that out as like a reason for a loss. Avery Bradley got his revenge game.
It was horrible.
It was horrible to watch.
That's one of the biggest reasons why they won this game. The Lakers were also playing playoff rotations. AD or LeBron, never both off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We had full bench units.
Yeah.
Play this game. The Lakers never did.
Yeah.
And our bench unit outside of Trez looked horrible.
Yeah, it was not great.
But all things considered, not a bad, you know, the loss obviously stings a little bit for sure, but you know,
this is a
make or miss league, as they say. Let's get into what we didn't like first.
I mean, I gotta say, just off top, the ball movement.
That was the biggest thing that Doc. Excuse me, just dropped a glass in the studio. That was the biggest thing that Doc kind of talked about in the post-game presser.
Mm-hmm.
He harped on it a bunch.
Yeah.
We had more turnovers than assists.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, 15 turnovers, that's pretty par for the course for the Clippers. That's not really that bad. The assist number is bad.
That's where it hurts.
You know, we should be having like 3 times that amount of assists.
Yeah.
So that was really difficult to watch. And there was a multitude of facets involved in that. Really early on, they trapped Kawhi, I thought, really effectively.
The point of attack defense. Like, Kawhi had 0 assists in the first half.
Yeah, and that forced Paul George to take over the game, which was
which
great.
He did.
Which, he was up to the challenge, and he did do just that. But I do think that it set a precedent a little bit for the Clippers to play a little bit more me-heavy.
Yeah, it was kind of your turn, my turn,
yeah.
Which Doc does not like.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone outside of Kawhi, PG, and Trez's offense was pretty terrible. Marcus Morris was 0-9. It was horrible. Trez outscored the rest of the bench combined. He had 20 points. Lou went 3-11. We're going to talk about his defense in a sec. So he was providing nothing, basically.
Yeah.
Which was tough. The team shot 22% from three, so obviously the assist numbers are better on a regular day.
Maybe.
39% overall. I mean, the Lakers' length bothered us.
Yeah.
For sure.
It definitely did. But neither team shot particularly well from three, so it's not like we got annihilated.
Yeah, we didn't get like crushed. Yeah, it was only a 9-point game. The rotations and the minutes load was rough. Guys played a lot of minutes in this game. And we had the rest.
Guys played a lot of minutes in this game. You had Paul George at 37, Kawhi at 37, Trez at 34, including like 19 straight.
Yeah.
Or I mean, not that many. Probably 17 straight. Closing minutes. I was a little bit surprised that we didn't see much Reggie in this one.
Yeah. Just 14.
Yeah. Pat Bev also played 26 minutes, which just ties into the Reggie thing as well. I don't think it's not enough minutes. I think that he's coming back from an injury, and they don't want to call it.
He's still on the restriction. Yeah.
What else didn't you like in this? We got to talk about Morris.
Morris just couldn't hit anything. It was terrible.
He
got open looks. He got closed looks. He had bad shot selection.
Yeah, he had some. He took
a contested corner three over Anthony Davis at one point. I never want to see that happen.
Yeah.
In my life.
I mean, he got 6 rebounds.
Yeah.
But yeah,
watching
was not good.
Was not, I mean, it was just a we didn't really shake the rust off. We were winning at half. But it just I mean, 36 points. We took a bathroom break for the most part. The way the fourth started was bad too. Avery Bradley won them this game. That's one thing I didn't like.
No, didn't like that at all.
LeBron had 28. AD added 30. Bradley had 24. His season average, 8.
Yeah, he shot 50% from three.
Took 12 of them.
I think that you live with that. I think that's
LeBron was hitting from 3-2. AD was, we were letting him shoot a bunch. It's like, that's how we were going to lose this game.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
And our offense not picking it up at all.
A lot of those kind of obvious things that you game plan against a team like the Lakers, you know, you want to force LeBron to shoot threes. You want to make him try to beat you at the line. He was just really able to do it. I mean, he was 12 of 14 from the line.
That's a good way to put it. Sometimes he just doesn't.
He only shot 33% from three, but they were timely, like, momentum-shifting threes.
Yeah.
And then Anthony Davis hit some really tough shots. He did not connect. He hit one of his 4 threes, but overall he was hitting some tough contested jumpers, and they did end up winning points in the paint in this one.
Yeah. So I don't know. It sucked to kind of watch. Watching Shamit's usage really weirded out. We're gonna talk a little more in depth about this in the next segment when we kind of talk about playoff stuff, but like. Shamit's usage, value, effectiveness, impact is just hard to see right now. The devolution of it.
Yeah. I don't know. There were a lot of minutes in this game where he should not have been on the floor, and he only played 8 minutes. So I think that's really saying a lot. It's unfortunate. You know, once again, it's not like he took a lot of attempts or he was missing a lot.
Can't take a lot of attempts when you only play that much.
Yeah, you can't take a lot of that's definitely fair.
But I don't know. Should we get into what we liked? Because there's some good stuff.
Let's do it.
Paul George looked absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, he was incredible. He rose to the challenge.
He showed up today, 31 points on 56% shooting, 3 of 7 from deep, kept us in the game whenever he was on the court.
Definitely.
Only got 1 shot attempt in the fourth quarter, which is a testament to how poor the ball was moving.
It was not moving.
Hitting a stride. We love to see this.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Trez is getting better, like, all around. He had 20 and 8. I really feel like his rebounding hasn't been talked about enough.
I felt like what I liked from Trez is, I mean, we saw it a couple of times, but he wasn't trying to ISO Trez as much as we've seen some other time.
Yeah. It did happen a few times.
It only happened, like, twice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ideally that's none, but I don't know. It seemed like he was being a little bit more conscientious of the other players on the floor and not getting just like that narrow vision.
Yeah. 6 of 11 from the free throw line. He's answered everything we basically talked about preseason with him in terms of free throws.
Yeah.
Did play almost 20 minutes straight, which was frustrating to hear to see because Doc in the postgame presser said he could have played Zude more, but just didn't. So it was like, well, all right.
The justification was that they went smaller with AD at the five, and Doc really didn't.
No, I know. It's still just funny to hear him be like, yeah, I could have played Zoom more. It's like, yeah, I mean, 20 minutes straight's a lot. Or 17,
I think it's a little perplexing for sure.
But that goes into this next point. Were we just, was Doc not showing his hand?
So I like this. I like this take that there.
It was
like,
floating around the presser. It was floating around like the stadium. Like Doc said post game, we could have done a lot of things in terms of rotations and all that stuff. We mentioned up top, Lakers played playoff rotation for this game. We were running out 3-guard lineups against LeBron that didn't have Paul George or Kawhi in them. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know our bench is good, and it should have played a lot better than it did, but we're not going to see that happen. Like, we're not going to see Paul George or Kawhi not start the fourth quarter in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I don't know if the staggering will ever be so dramatic as it is. Like, for the Lakers,
yeah.
And Doc kind of explained that as saying, like, you know, we trust our bench a lot more. We you know, like, we have the ability to trust our bench a lot more, so one of the stars shouldn't have to be on the floor at all times.
For sure.
But yeah, I agree. And, you know, I'm generally a defender of Lou Williams.
He was
having him play
brutal today
as much as he did, especially in that
last half. He was playing.
Yeah. I mean, it was just rough to watch.
Yeah. It was like, dude, just put Reggie in or something.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Honestly,
don't, no BS in this one. How you feeling on this one?
I'm feeling all right. I mean, this, so many things kind of went wrong for us, and a lot of things really went right for the Lakers. Which is not to discredit their play. They played fantastic.
They beat us.
They beat us. Yeah,
like
they beat
our
us.
Shooting was bad, but they, you know, they got
us.
One on us.
But
you know, 1-2.
With some of the anomalies of this game and us not getting, like, completely blown out, I feel like it's pretty good. And honestly, like, it wasn't a lack of effort or anything like that from the Clippers. It was a game you lose sometimes.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'm feeling, you know, I'm bummed. Would have liked to seen, but I wanted to see Jermichael kind of have a better game in this one. You know, I just wanted the bench to really show up.
Yeah, that's true.
Better than they did. Yeah, but could have been a lot worse. Just gonna go on to the next one. Hopefully, get that dub when we head up to the Bay.
Yeah.
Let us know how you felt about the game. Twitter was, again, like I said, pretty chill before we started recording. You can let us know at Locked On Clips, at Will Updike, or at Charles Mockler. Coming up after this, we're just gonna be kind of talking the playoffs, how the rotations shake out. Talking about our bracket spot as of right now. But first,
guys, when you start your hiring process, you may have questions. Will you find good applicants to choose from? What about education and experience?
What is education?
And how will you know you've made the right hire? Indeed is here to help. Millions of great candidates use Indeed every day to find their next opportunity.
Hell yeah.
You can post a job in minutes and use screener questions to help create your short list of applicants.
Whoa.
Fast. Really fast.
That's tight.
Also, add skills tests to your job post so you can be confident in your applicant's abilities. Don't want any fakers.
No fakes.
No tracers. Their library.
Never cheated.
Their library of more than 50 skills tests ranges from industry-specific skills like accounting and general aptitude tests, like critical thinking. Indeed gives you the smart tools to make hiring decisions quickly and to be confident that you're making the right hire for your team. Post your job today at Indeed.com/LockedOn and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. That's Indeed.com/LockedOn. Terms and conditions and exclusions may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2020. That's Indeed.com/LockedOn.
Okay, welcome to Playoff Talking.
Hey.
A little Monday front porch playoff talk. So we kind of talked about Shamit in that opening segment. Is he – Ryan Snelling, shout out Ryan Snelling, tweeted out here, was talking about it. Is Shamit going to maybe be the odd man out come playoffs?
Yes.
It's such a
– well
– it's such an interesting development.
I think it'll – right now, the way it looks, yes.
Yeah.
right now, the way that it looks, we will probably be seeing more Reggie, which has been effective.
When it works, it looks really – when Lou is hitting shots,
yeah,
it's really, really good.
I think it's difficult for Landry, obviously, to establish that sort of rhythm with fewer attempts, fewer minutes. But, you know, and I like Landry as a player, but really what he can do is so limited.
It's a lot more limited than we – I think a lot of us thought to start the season. We didn't think he was going to be, like, the point, obviously, but...
And granted, he hasn't got those reps in either.
For sure.
But that's because, you know, it's not looking
there.
So good.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten the reps in because it's like, we don't even need to really work on that.
Like, we're good.
Yeah, we're fine. We've seen how this goes. It's kind of brutal to watch.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have a game where he's on that day. And he comes off the bench and he goes like 3 of 4 from three. And we win by like 27 or something like that. Because he gives us that extra when it's there. But, yeah, he's not even getting the reps in game to get his feet under him. He can be the kind of guy who can be efficient on four shots. Mm-hmm. I think he can turn into that. But right now it's like just with, I guess, the shakeup and how much the addition of Reggie. And this isn't to say that I don't like the addition of Reggie. It's been so much better than I think a lot of us thought.
And then the other thing is...
So far.
And Doc talked about it too, like, I mean, you have Kawhi and Paul George out there, so...
Yeah, he was like, they're going to get more minutes.
Which one of those guys do you want to take off the floor for Landry? Or, you know,
yeah,
it gets to be the thing of, like, who do you not want to see fill time over, you know?
Yeah.
And the three-guard lineup on the bench looked not good.
To say the least, it was really rough today. It was just bleeding points.
Yeah, I hope
they were
not
giving up offensive boards.
I hope to not see that much more.
It will. So in the playoffs specifically, how much do you think we see the three guard lineup? I don't want to see the three guard lineup without Bev ever. Would be my thing. Like, I'll see the three guard lineup, but I don't want to see the three guard lineup without Bev on it in the playoffs. Because Bev not playing in the fourth was like, if we really wanted to win this game, I feel like we would have put Bev in the fourth for Lou.
So in
the playoffs, I think Bev's in that spot. Like, we can be, we were talking with Brian Cullen, we can be, yeah, you can be perturbed that, like, Lou got so much late run in this game, this Lakers game, but we can be, like, actually really upset about it if it happens in a playoff game, which I don't think it will. Like, in this scenario, if this is the Western Conference Finals, I think Bev is in there.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it just...
I agree. And I think, well, I don't know. That's a different take for a different time. But, yeah, I think that you see more Bev in there. I mean, maybe even more Reggie in there. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think there's time for Shamet to maybe get back a playoff spot in the rotation?
Yes.
Yeah. If he hits a nice streak and Jermichael maybe flounders a little bit, that'd be interesting.
Well, and the thing is
just got to hope one of them's up.
With that second unit, I mean, there are plays that are drawn up specifically for Landry.
Yeah.
You know, I think that Reggie will pick up on some of those. And we'll see. I mean, obviously he's not completely out of the rotation, but it does feel as though he's moved down the totem pole of guards.
Yeah. And like, starting lineup for the playoffs pretty much set unless we see some small ball change.
Yeah.
Doc just seems to
We
haven't gotten enough time to really do anything else, like, with enough concrete certainty or reps.
I don't know that there's any point at this. Like, this
we've already the team keeps saying we're playing our way. Like, we're not gonna go small.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Looking at our bracket right now, if it were to start today, it would be us versus Dallas.
Okay.
And then the winner of that would play the winner of Denver versus OKC. Like that. I like that path to the Western Conference Finals.
I like that, too.
Like our chances, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how do you feel about, I mean, if things stand as they do right now, which, oh, man.
There could be some movement, though.
I mean, the Mavs could move up like that, I don't know, 5-6-7 is separated by a single game.
Yeah. So this is probably going to change.
Yeah, the eighth spot is pretty distant from that seventh spot. It's like seven games.
I don't think that's getting changed.
Unless the Kings can sneak into the eight. But I don't know. I mean, I don't worry about the Mavericks in a playoff series. I don't know. Have you seen anything that would make you feel like?
Not really as of late, I guess, no. I mean, no, this would be, I guess, my preferred path.
So you'd want to go Mavericks, and then would you prefer Nuggets or Thunder?
Probably the Thunder. Because if the Thunder make it out of the first round, they're going to be, like, I don't think they could be able to, like, the legs.
That's fair.
To carry it in the second round against the Clippers.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. What about seeing OKC in the first round?
Don't want that necessarily.
I don't really want
not
that.
Super terrified of it, but definitely don't want it.
yeah. I mean, I would rather the Mavs probably of those two teams. But I don't fear it in terms of losing a playoff series.
Yeah.
I guess it's more just it seems maybe a little bit more tiring to play
for sure. And then so we kind of talked about just kind of getting to the Western Conference Finals. For me, a successful run right now is getting to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, yeah.
For this first year, because we do have 2 years. For this first year, like that, but that is base for successful.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't get to that point, I'm going to be like, damn it. Like, that's a tough one to deal with.
Yeah.
Anything after that is obviously a bonus and fantastic.
Also, I mean, the Conference Finals, if the Lakers end up having to face Houston in the second round.
Love it.
That is just going to be, I feel like that's going to be a very difficult series.
For sure. That's the ideal. That's the dream right there, I think. If you're thinking about the other.
For the Clippers fan.
Yeah. If you're thinking about the other team's path. Man, you get any playoff butterflies? Have they started yet?
Nah, man. I still got my eyes on the rest of the regular season. I just want to finish strong.
You sound like you're doing a post-game interview. You gave like a Kawhi. Yeah, like what are you doing, man?
I'm just hoping that we can hold down this two spot. I think that I like our odds of making a deep playoff run a lot more if we're there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm getting really excited for the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
walking into Staples, this was a fun. Even though it was a 12:30 game, it was still kind of a fun. It was an elevated 12:30 game.
Yeah.
God, I hate the 12:30 games. Seven of them this year. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking the Freshies, welcoming Joakim Noah, officially, unofficially, what have you, to the Clippers team. One more time right after this, the Freshies.
All right, it's Fresh.
What's up, Joakim?
Hey, how's it going?
Would like to give an apology to Yannick Noah, Joakim's dad.
Okay.
Because we had that
report. You called him a liar?
I did not call him a liar. I asked why, Yannick, why? Because he was on that, he was on a radio show and he said that Joakim was going to work out for us, and we all thought he was actually going to sign back then. But then he signed on Friday. On Friday, he signed. Bit of a surprise. I guess the timing was kind of a surprise.
It definitely caught me off guard. I thought that we were pretty much done making any sort of additions or moves. But
how much impact do you see him having on the team? Like, minutes I'm seeing, like, 4 to 8.
So last season in Memphis, he averaged 17 minutes, and he had 7 points and 6 boards. Guess that goes down to probably a quarter of that,
right?
Like 4 minutes to 6 minutes. Yeah, I think you're dead on with that. And how do I feel about it? I mean, like, I think it just depends on where in the game those minutes are coming in.
I'm not sure if I want him to come early, because I don't want him to come. I don't want him to be like spelling for Trez or something with like 6 to go in the fourth. I don't want to see that.
No, I don't think in a closing lineup, but I do think or at least my hope is. That he is a guy that Doc will trust to soak up 2 minutes. You need a 2-minute break.
just in the beginning of the fourth, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Trez comes in. So Trez in the Lakers game came in with like 6:35 left in the third.
Yeah.
I don't think he went back to the bench.
I don't believe so.
But yeah, so maybe Joakim comes in last 2 minutes of that third quarter, gives Trez those 2 extra minutes before he plays the entire fourth.
Yeah. And in like that role, I like him. You know, he is. If we're talking about actual wins, like added by Noah or something, net neutral.
0.4
to maybe.
I'm taking the plus. 0.4.
Yeah, to maybe. I mean, slightly positive.
Yeah,
that's how
point
I feel.
Four, yeah.
Neutral,
point
to,
four wins.
Neutral to slightly positive. But it is interesting.
The hustle is going to be nice to have to carry over when he comes in. Like, it's nice that the hustle level from the five is always going to be 10 out of 10.
Definitely.
Which is great.
What if we reverse the three-guard lineup and just go three center?
Three centers, yeah.
The worst lineup
yeah,
to
you
have
know what
in the modern NBA.
Yeah, Doc is like, this is what I've been holding close to my chest, you SOBs. We think he fits. I think he fits in the locker room well.
Oh, definitely.
And they, you know, Doc talks to the guys about who they're gonna add and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. or like, sorry, not Doc, because he doesn't do any front office stuff. But like L Dub, as his friends call him, talked to, like they you know they vetted it.
Yeah, I mean,
they haven't been wrong with anyone they've added.
The thing is. At least from where I'm sitting, I see his minutes and overall usage being so low that it'd be pretty hard to mess anything up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think that he might be looking at like Pat type minutes. I mean, like what, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Patterson better than Joakim Noah at this point?
Yeah, I think he is. Space the floor more. That helps this Clippers
space
team more.
Space the floor a little bit. He's a yeah. big body. I don't know.
Where's all this Patterson hate coming from?
I'm not hating on Patterson. I thought Patterson has contributed.
I think Patterson's better than Noah.
Some nice.
I like Pat. Well, because the one there are concerns about Noah because like it's like it, so it is a 10-day contract. Should
yeah,
make that
sure.
clear. Sorry, didn't make that clear off the top. It is a 10-day contract.
Yeah.
Smart business play. See how it works. I believe it started yesterday.
Okay.
On the 7th. We're recording this on the 8th. I believe it started yesterday. So, in about a week.
He had a great fit today at the game.
Yeah, he looked like he was cosplaying like Pineapple Express. Like he looked like James Franklin kind of in Pineapple Express.
Man, should Patterson – this just makes me think, should Patterson be getting some of those minutes? In like just to break up the Trez third to fourth.
Well, I think we kind of thought it was gonna be we were gonna see Jamichael and Morris out there at the four and the five because Doc talked about that. He talked about how they went small today, the Lakers did, but he didn't really like he was just combating it with Trez. He didn't really try the small ball the five out at all.
Yeah,
which it's like, why not?
Gotta save it, baby.
I guess. How much stuff do you think Doc was saving? Do we think Doc was saving anything?
I don't know
whether to buy it. Like this is just coming from a pure, like, I don't know. Why? So I think Vogel went into his playoff.
Bag.
Yeah, I hate that term so
much.
He's
in the bag.
I'm so tired of that term. I think Vogel went in, and Doc saw that and was like, I'm not going to do that.
His playoff receptacle.
Yeah, his container. He opened his container up.
His zip.
Yeah. Oh, I had an idea. We did an episode a while ago where we talked about maybe there was a concern with how the Clippers develop players.
Uh-huh.
I thought of a counterpoint to my own argument.
All right, what do you got?
Trez.
Yeah.
Trez has been developed pretty well.
Yeah.
Trez's all-around game has gotten better. People were down on him. He was doing some bad things for a stretch, but I think a lot of that was 70-30, Doc playing him too much.
Team getting used to each other. I think this.
You know what I mean? One, like, Trez was at fault, too, for part of it. But, like, today, you look at his rebounding, which I've talked about. His free throws have gotten better. Hackatrez isn't a thing anymore. It can't be a thing.
Yeah.
If his we talked about his rim protection the other day. If his passing gets elevated like 20%, you're looking at a really, really well-rounded player. Like
definitely.
His contract is looking. He's still making it hard to like figure out how much we should pay him.
Yeah,
because he seems to be adding to, like.
Yeah, he is definitely adding to his value.
It's been cool to see.
That's great.
Shout out, Trez.
Counterpoint to your counterpoint.
Oh, God.
Landry Shamet. I think we might have made him worse.
Okay, I don't want to. We got to end on that. I don't think we made him worse. It's going to get good. He's going to win us a couple games, I think, before the season's over.
I jest. This is all in good fun.
I jest. I wasn't. I believe in Trez. That about wraps it up for Monday's episode of Locked On Clippers. It's going to come out. We're going to put it out on Sunday because it's...
Yeah, it's going to come out early.
If you're new to Locked On Podcast Network, you can hear us 5 days a week.
That's right.
You can also hear Hollinger and Duncan for some national writers.
Natty writers.
If you want to hear the big news, we do the small news over here.
Yeah.
We're in our Clippers den. They're in their big natural national news.
If you haven't already, please subscribe on iTunes. Leave a rating, leave a review. We'd love to read it on air. We want to know what you think.
Yeah, on Tuesday's episode, we're going to be previewing the game against the Warriors. We're having Twitter Tuesday, so send your questions into @LockdownClips, @CharlesMockler, or @WillUpdyke.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Still, appreciate you.